USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is praising the new CDC guidance that says some Americans can skip the mask wearing if they've been vaccinated and they're outdoors. He says you need to follow this one rule.
Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do.
He chose not to wear a mask as he made the announcement in the White House Rose Garden. He said it was a milestone in the fight against COVID-19.
It's been made possible by the extraordinary success we've had in vaccinating so many Americans so quickly.
The CDC says fully vaccinated people still have to keep wearing masks in some indoor settings, such as buses, planes, and hospitals. Currently, there are 117 million Americans that are fully vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who have reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Fighting between Israel and Hamas, the extremist group that controls the Gaza Strip, has been escalating in the past 24 hours. Hamas fired hundreds of rockets into Israel. Israel responded with return fire, saying they're shelling parts of the Gaza Strip. Fighter jets are targeting different positions inside Gaza. President Biden says the work to restore peace in the Middle East is a work in progress. The ex-Florida tax collector with close ties to Congressman Matt Gaetz is planning to plead guilty on Monday in a federal court in Florida, according to a new filing on Thursday. As part of the deal, Joel Greenberg will cooperate with investigators in a wide-ranging probe. For months, federal investigators have been examining whether Gaetz broke federal sex trafficking, prostitution, and public corruption laws, and whether he had sex with a minor. Gaetz has not been charged and denies any wrongdoing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Attorney General promises justice for those who were victims in the Capitol riot. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is acknowledging that the Justice Department is prioritizing prosecuting those who participated in the January 6th on the U.S. Capitol over those who rioted and looted during last summer's social justice demonstrations. Garland also saying those zeroing in on the Capitol Hill rioters has not deterred the Justice Department from focusing on other crimes. He also assured lawmakers that the Justice Department isn't prioritizing prosecutions based on ideology. The Justice Department has filed federal charges against more than 300 people stemming from last summer's protests against police brutality. In contrast, federal arrests in the U.S. Capitol attack have surpassed 430. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden tried to ease worries after the cyber attack on a major fuel line owned by Colonial Pipeline. The breach shut the line down for several days and triggered a run on gasoline.
I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful, but this is a temporary situation. Do not get more gas than you need in the next few days.
GasBuddy.com is reporting nearly 70% of North Carolina's stations were without gas, and 73% were out in Washington, D.C. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.